Today is Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 367. George Tucker is joined by Mike Tomei and Leonard Susskind talking about video over fiber. Mike Tomei starts off talking about how uncompressed quality isn't always necessary for certain projects.
I don't really feel that in the education world there is that need for that uncompressed video. We can get away with some compression over the using the AV over IP type designs these days, especially in education, and get what we need. I don't really specify a lot of fiber myself either. Like I said, I don't work in broadcast or kind of high-end video production where it's you need that uncompressed video to make its way over a cable. And most of the boxes and devices that I use or specify for education or corporate projects rely on copper connections. And I'm trying to reduce the amount of boxes I'm putting into designs. I don't want to put a bunch of fiber converters all over the design. And then we have increased our boxes by, double and increased our chance of something dying by double in that system. So,
Let me ask you that, though, because then you're saying, are you going native category cable with boxes that just input? There are no adapter boxes in your systems for Category 5, Category 6, Category 7 cable?
No, I mean, I guess it depends on the system. So there are definitely, I'm using, copper twisted pair extenders when I need them, HDMI extenders, things like that. So you have a transmitter and a receiver on each end. So that, you have your boxes there. But so many of these...
The HD-based T ecosystem is also very, very mature in terms of copper products. You have your scaling receivers, your scaling transmitters, your auto-switching transmitters, your transmitters that carry audio, your transmitters that carry USB or IR extension. And with the network stuff and also with the fiber stuff, you don't see as much. You don't see the all-in-one with an amplifier built into it also. And also, I think to Mike's point, we in the AV world can fall in love with uncompressed video. And when I was working for a pure consulting house, we always said, we don't want compression. We don't want chroma subsampling.
But there's too much screen in all that video, so you need chroma subsampling. No, I'm just kidding.
And my first question to a client is, what are you doing here? What are you looking at? And it's not, oh, we're looking at a laptop. No, not even that. What is the content? What's the picture? If it's education, is this education as in there's going to be a PowerPoint slide with four bullet points? Is this education as in we're an engineering school and you're going to be looking at a highly detailed technical diagram? We're a medical school and you're going to have to be looking at a CAT scan or PET scan or some other three-letter abbreviation scan that you're going to need to see fine gradations of color. Except for cases like that, which are still edge cases or niche cases, we see a lot more of, I want to see my pie chart, I want to see my PowerPoint, maybe want to see my spreadsheet. If you're compressing that, JPEG 2000, if you're compressing that even H.264, 265, nobody's going to notice.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.